Fleur podcast would like to acknowledge the traditional owners on the lands on which we've recorded each episode, which is the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we pay our respects to their elders, both past, present, and emerging.
Welcome back to Coffee with Fleur. We're back in the cafe yet again, Fleur.
Yet again, David. It's one of our favourite places. It's one of my favourite times of the fortnight.
Absolutely. Another coffee in hand, and we're here to talk all things about positive change and well-being.
Yeah.
And today we're going to tackle a massive subject.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about values.
Yes. It's funny, isn't it? It is a big topic, and it's one that I think lots of us sort of grapple with in terms of what are values, what do they look like. I know I can feel certain about a lot of things, but when it comes to talking about values, it's sometimes where I get myself in a few knots. So,
and I think a lot of people would feel the same, because when I think about values, there's how we would like to portray ourselves, and then how we actually live our lives, and what does that lead to?
Yes.
And I think we all have a certain way that we want to lead our lives, but then our actions may not necessarily back that up.
I think that happens with organisations too, doesn't it, when they say they have values. But I think there is that thing about espoused values and lived values. So you're right in that we espouse these are our values, but then the actions that we do may go counter to what we say. Sometimes it's unconscious too.
Yeah, and how we live our lives might be in line with our values and be fulfilling. Or we might be taking actions that aren't really in line with our values.
Yeah.
And it can be quite hard and quite painful. Mm. So we need to acknowledge that pain of not living a life that we want to as well.
So is that, what would you say, David, is the importance of identifying your values?
Well, for me, it's having a firm grasp of who you are and how you want to live your life. But then taking intentional actions and decisions that move yourself closer to those values. Mm-hmm. I think one of my favourites, Susan David from Harvard University, always mentioned Susan, talks about choice points or values-based decisions.
Uh-huh.
And certainly a few of my coaching clients have recently grappled with this very topic.
Right.
They've had to make a decision which maybe wasn't 100% in line with their values, and you could see the stress and the concern that their mind was in as they approached this decision. And Susan David says the more you make choices to that bring you closer to your values, the more you will end up living the life you want to lead.
Right, yes.
And therefore your well-being will flourish because of that. Alternatively, if you make decisions that take you further away from your values, then life becomes more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
You aren't in alignment with what you believe in. And that then becomes detrimental to your well-being. So that's the little bit
thing. And I know, I mean, we both love Susan David and her work around emotional agility. And I think that's one of the distinctions that I make between, you know, the emotional intelligence work, which I've looked at for a long time, and then along comes Susan David and sort of takes it to the next level, where she talks about if we're feeling certain emotions, they're kind of signposts to what our values are. It's also, I guess, a motivation to, if we're feeling very strongly about something, to consider our actions in line with what's important to us, so i.e. our values.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually did a bit of work a year or two ago, mm-hmm. which was really interesting because I was working with Sue Langley. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Sue, if you're listening, Sue, hi. And we were, she did a very simple exercise. She just asked us to write down our values. So I did, half a dozen mm-hmm. values, as I'm sure many of our listeners have done mm. in various exercises and workshops. She then asked a real simple question, but it was so powerful. If I followed you over the next week or month, how would I see you living out your values?
Mm-hmm.
And my whole brain went into mm-hmm. a free fall.
Right. Why?
Because I'd realized I'd written down what I wanted others to say about me,
uh-huh.
not what my values were.
Right. So but you didn't realize that's what you'd done?
No.
Or it was like a subconscious thing?
Subconsciously, yeah. So, you know, imagine Sue following me around.
And, stalking you. Well, no.
But I suddenly realised she wouldn't actually see me doing anything.
Right.
That would live out those values.
So she wouldn't find evidence or proof of those values. Is that what
yeah,
you mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So when, what did that lead me to? Well, coming back to Susan David, I was not in line with the values that I actually believe in.
Yes.
I actually had to sit down and reevaluate my list and think, okay, what are my true values?
Mm-hmm.
The things that if someone was following me around, what would they see me doing?
What evidence would they be finding? Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. So are you interested in what the values are?
Of course.
Okay, so I wrote down gratefulness, or gratitude, mm-hmm. honesty, mm-hmm. kindness,
mm-hmm.
fairness, and family.
Mm-hmm.
And nice. I'm fairly confident that if someone followed me around for a week or a month, they would see me making deliberate choices that drew me towards that, both in work and in life, right? So our work is all about well-being and supporting people. So it's natural that those particular words would fit with what I do.
Sure.
I do voluntary work outside of that. And so that is also a great fit.
Mm-hmm.
And I do make choices about how many hours I work over how much time I spend with my family.
Yes, yes.
And in our house, family comes first.
Yes. Yeah, interesting. I think you directed me, David, to an episode of another podcast around values, which I think we'll chuck in the show notes.
Yes.
But I think that was a really helpful because I mentioned that values is a verb, essentially, a doing. It's a doing thing. It's not just a static, you know, word that sits there. It's something that's evident through action. So I think that's really important too.
Yeah, absolutely. The episode you're referring to is from the Imperfects podcast. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure anyone who has discovered Coffee with Fleur has probably also discovered the Imperfects. But if you haven't, check them out. They are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The episode in question was entitled, What Are Your Values?
Mm-hmm.
And it was their regular guest, the psychologist, Dr. M, Dr.
Yes.
Emily.
Yes.
A real deep dive. Now, we do episodes here that are the length of time it takes us to have a coffee.
Yes.
This is a long one in terms of the Imperfects episode.
Yeah.
It's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But believe me, the longer it goes on, the more valuable it becomes.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we think about PERMA framework, which is the positive psychology framework that links to well-being, and values really ties into the M, which is meaning, meaning and purpose. So I think hence why we're talking about it here today is because it, you know, anything that we talk about on this podcast is going to have a connection to the PERMA framework. And I think meaning is often the hardest one for people to kind of grapple with in terms of how do I bring that into, you know, what does that look like is to ramping that up in terms of my well-being. So I think if people could listen to that episode or do some things around their values, views, that would go a long way to really supporting that.
And also in that episode, there's a number of exercises that they do, which I found myself doing as I was listening. So I really recommend checking that out for some strategies and some tools.
Yeah.
It is a huge subject.
Yes.
But that's a really great place to start considering all of this.
Yeah.
And we might do an episode on purpose later on in this series.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. And I think the other questions that spring to my mind when it comes to values, and what I have try and keep in my brain as I'm faced with these decision points, is this choice bringing me closer to the person I want to be?
Mm-hmm.
Is this choice bringing me closer to how I want to live my life?
Mm-hmm.
Which really taps into that positive psychology and flourishing viewpoint, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. And that's what we're talking about here with values. It's helping us to make those decisions. Or if we've made a decision that then doesn't feel quite right, it might be a clue that it's not in alignment with our values. So it really does help us, give us more confidence again in terms of the choices that we're making.
Yeah, often it's a really great point you make about that feeling. It's almost a physical thing. You can feel in your gut if something's just not quite right.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So a lot to think about there.
It's a big topic. So maybe people who are listening, go and explore that a bit further.
And then try and have in your mind, is this choice I'm about to make bringing me closer to who I want to be and how I want to live my life and my values?
Yeah.
And if you keep going, following the signposts, keep going down the path that brings you closer towards your values rather than further away from them, then increased well-being and potentially happiness may result.
Yeah. And just so, it's funny, isn't it? Because we're saying move closer to something. You'll never get there.
Yeah.
Which is a sort of a weird thing to consider, but it's not a goal. Values aren't a goal. It's just a way to live your life. So it's always, again, it's a bit like the smart work design, you know, it's that constant, navigating or movement so that, we were a little bit further away from our values. Let's just do these things to come a little bit closer back. So it's a constant navigation, isn't it?
That's a really great point. Excellent. Thank you, Fleur. That is our coffee is done. And check out the resources in the show notes. We'll throw some links in there.
Yeah.
And if people want to get in touch with us, how can they get in touch with us, Fleur?
They can check out Instagram, Coffee with Fleur, or go to LinkedIn, or click on anything in the show notes to our webpage.
So search up Coffee with Fleur and you'll find us on Insta, LinkedIn, and on the website. Yep. So hope to hear from you all soon. And I hope this has been useful for us. It certainly has been useful for me in defining my values, and I really do see the benefit of moving towards them more often.
Yep.
So thanks, Fleur.
Great. Thanks, David.
We'll speak soon.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.